Continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. We're continuing in a series called Questions Jesus Asked. And so today's question is, why are you anxious? It comes from Luke 12. I'm going to be reading verses 22 through 31. Before I read, let us pray. Gracious God, we do indeed give you thanks for this day, for this time together. It's a community of faith. God, we give you thanks for music, for community. Today we give you thanks that we're here in the sanctuary, and we're thankful for our new renovation to our welcome area, and that it would be a welcoming place for everyone who walks through the doors, that they might find community, we might find family. God, we love you and we thank you. I ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day, that your word might be proclaimed. We might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Luke 12, 22 through 31, it says, he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than these birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your lifespan? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink. And do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things. And your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So we are anxious people, and we live in anxious times. There are so many things that make us anxious. You know, driving in Austin, kids going to school safely, going to the doctor, selling a home, an upcoming election. For me right now, 9 months after being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, there's nothing more challenging than waiting on test results following an appointment. It can sometimes take hours, days, even weeks for my results to come back. And then I get an email that says I have a new message in my portal. Great, thank you. And then I'm anxious about even opening that message to see what it says. And so this question that Jesus asked the disciples of, why are you anxious, is easier asked than achieved by the disciples of that time and by us today. We see how the scriptures are filled with people constantly coming to Jesus in an anxious way of mind and heart, saying, "Jesus, please heal my son or daughter. Jesus, please provide food for the hungry and for the thirsty. Jesus, please help me. I haven't been able to walk for many years. Jesus, please come help us. Come help me." And I can only imagine what they looked like as they came to Jesus, as they approached Jesus with so much anxiety. They weren't in a state of fear that we talked about last week, but they were anxious. Jesus actually addresses fear in earlier in chapter 12, and he used the example of sparrows as a reference of God's care for even the smallest of creation. Today, Jesus is addressing worry, anxiety, saying, don't worry about your life, about what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. And then Jesus goes into talking about how God provides for the birds, and he uses ravens and the plants, and he uses lilies as an example. And how our life is more valuable than that of a bird and that of a plant. There's a couple of things that we grasp from this scripture today. One is that we have free will to determine how we approach the things that we respond as ours. And it makes all the difference in the world. That's the gift of free will and having a brain and being able to make decisions. One of the cornerstones of what it means to have a Methodist theology is having free will. But even in our free will, Jesus calls us to not follow our own way. That would be a heavy yoke to carry. But to submit to him and to learn from him is what he calls us to do. To take on his yoke. For you see, Jesus' yoke is light, not because he promises that everything will be easy or promises that we'll have all the success in life, but he promises to bear our burdens with us. He promises to shoulder our load. And so in the end, our worry can sometimes hurt us more than help us. It can take joy out of life. Instead of having an attitude of gratitude of all the many ways in which God blesses our life, we focus on scarcity. We focus on the few things that hinder our life from the freedom that Jesus desires for us. Peace and joy and hope. Everlasting faith that God wins in the end. I didn't mention it last week as we talked about fear, but in the book I was reading, it said that 91% of the things that we fear will never happen. 91%. I don't have a percentage of worry and anxiety for this week, but I would imagine that it's pretty similar. That 91% of the things we worry and have anxiety about may never happen. Another thing we can grasp from this scripture is our interconnectedness, our connection with nature and with one another, that we need each other and that we need the things of this world that Christ has created. Ravens and lilies cannot survive in isolation, and neither can any other living creature. The same things that birds and plants need are the same things we need. Water, sunlight, the air. Things that ravens and lilies receive, these things from God, through the world that God created. And so I think that Jesus was trying to help the disciples to see that there's so much more to life than food and clothing. But it's about relationships that they had with one another. It's about the creation that truly nurtured their lives. It's about the abundant life of one of generosity, not just with our money, but with our time and with our presence and with our love and with our prayers for one another. That God wants us to have this heart of gratitude towards him for the life that nothing can take away. That he's accomplished something that we can never earn or pay back. In the book, I'm using questions that Jesus asked. It says there are five things that may lessen our anxiety. One is to become aware of God's presence. To sit. To absorb all that God has done for us. His presence in our life. Number two is review the day with gratitude, that at the end of the day that you might review and think about the ways that you've seen God at work and be grateful for it. Number three is to pay attention to your emotions as you go about your day. What are the things that have caused you to have anxiety and worry, and to pay attention to that? Number four is choose one feature of the day and pray for it. What is something that happened that you're grateful for or have anxiety about, and pray? And number five is look toward tomorrow. You know, gratitude is a word that can sometimes be overused. You can be grateful that your kid got into a good school. You can be grateful that the cop didn't give you a ticket. I didn't get stopped, by the way, but just using that example. You can be grateful that you got a close parking spot at the store. But there's another type of gratitude, maybe a deeper type of gratitude that gets developed when God's grace helps us through a challenging experience. Gratitude, you see, should serve as that hinge, that pivot point, that first acknowledges the deep blessings of God toward us, even when we experience sickness or despair, that we are reminded that God is with us. And so that the same God can be a blessing to others through us in the midst of those challenges. About being present as a human being and a member of society. Where you see, ridding our life of our worry and anxiety is not a matter of reducing stress, but it's a matter of increasing our trust in God. A God that loves us, that cares for us, that walks with us in the midst of all that happens. It's acknowledging that ultimately, maybe we're not in control of everything, even though we are people who like to be in control of everything. And it makes us anxious when we lose that control. And that's why Jesus told us not to worry. Not to worry about tomorrow, but look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow will have enough worries of its own. Today is the only today you'll get. And so enjoy every minute of it. Take time to open your heart to people. Act on the things that you can control and surrender to God the things that you can't. Pray and tell God the things that are consuming you, that are causing you anxiety and worry. Pray to God for those things. For it says, seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. And so as I close, I just want you to take a few moments and think about these questions. What are the things that's causing you worry and anxiety today? What are the things that are hindering your relationship with God and experiencing the blessings that surround you right now? What are the things that are sucking the joy out of your life? What are the things that are causing you worry and anxiety today? What are the things that are hindering your relationship with God? What are the things that are sucking the joy out of your life? I invite you to take a few moments and think about those questions. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, today. A day that, well, we were able to wake up, that we were able to get dressed, that we were able to come to church, And maybe we'll leave this place and go eat some food. And then we go home to relax in our homes, maybe watch some football. God, we give you thanks for this time together, that we know that we're not alone, that we're connected with you and with one another, and that we need each other. And so, God, guide and direct us as we open ourselves up to one another, that we experience your love and your grace that you have for us, that if we have something that we're worried about today, that we're anxious about today, that, Lord, we would surrender that to you and know that, God, you can take it on, that you bear our burdens, and that we don't have to carry them by ourselves. God, we love you, and we thank you for this time together, for all our many blessings. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.